Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, babes.
Scott Mills.
Bit of Glee and Don't Stop Believing, and before that, the number one from B.O.B. and Hayley Williams, Airplanes. Good afternoon. Loads of people texting in about who should be on the One Show. And ringing Greg up as well. Remember, he's still there on 03700 100 100, taking some calls. Quite a few people saying Becky would be good. If not her, then the posh Radio 4 lady. Seriously, Becky honestly thinks she'd be good at it. Don't encourage her. You really do.
What? No, what I said was it seems funny that they're still looking for someone. And, you know, they haven't asked me yet, so...
Yeah, but the show runs till 7.
Yeah, but the one that doesn't speak said if I come in 10 minutes early, I can go 10 minutes early and then just nip it over to Television Centre. And
they don't just turn up and then do the show. They rehearse and stuff, not like this one.
Well...
You'd have to be there, like, at least, what, midday, probably, to run through all those amazing features and stuff.
And there's, like, hair and makeup and that as well, isn't there?
Yeah, that'll take a few hours. So... you missed that one.
Do you know what? I've had just had exactly the same joke from someone upstairs.
Sorry.
How I said to... Because we were going to do some filming on the show today. I went up and put some lip gloss on. And the guy upstairs went, why are you bothering? Normally you look much worse than that. And then you've done exactly the same joke 2 minutes later. So I'm getting a complex now. But I still think I'd be really good on One Show.
Okay, well, you put it out there now. Let's see if they get in touch.
I did tweet Jason Manford the other day saying...
Oh, seriously?
I'd be really good at this. And no reply.
No. Don't reply, Jason. Right, I hope you're right this afternoon. In the next half hour, I'm going to play you Florence the Machine, Arcade Fire and Neo. And yes, we are making use of the live studio webcam today. Details coming up.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You're right, Becky?
Yeah.
Good. Just checking.
What are you doing?
Arcade Fire's coming up next.
Becky, listen. Yeah. Daddy needs it.
Stop it.
Daddy needs it right now.
I got him chips yesterday. What more does he want? What's he after now? Still on about coffee and...
Now, we've talked about this on the show before. When people go out with someone, but they don't speak the same language, it's got its limitations, surely. I, myself, do not understand it. How can it possibly work if you don't speak the same language? Or, I mean, English is obviously the common language, or would be, but... This person that you know doesn't speak that either, right?
No, basically, my friend has come has got a workaround with this. He's currently going out with a Spanish girl, and they go to the local tapas place and get the waiter to translate.
Right, so she doesn't speak any English.
No, and...
He speaks no Spanish at all.
No. So they go to this particular tapas place and get the waiter to translate.
Right.
I didn't really... Do you know what? I'm really annoyed, because he only sort of mentioned it as he was leaving the other day, and I thought, actually, I should have asked more questions, because there's limits to how much... He was like, it's brilliant, yeah. Because I was like, oh, how's it going? And he's like, yeah, brilliant, we go to the tapas place, and, you know, the waiter translates, and...
So they found a waiter that is willing to... apart from taking the order, is willing to translate the language of love.
Yeah, if it's not too busy. He said it was brilliant the other night because it wasn't too busy, so he had more time to kind of go through and sit down with them and talk things through, but...
But when they rushed off their feet, they just sit there in silence. Like, I'm sorry, I've got these other tables to do. How weird.
But I'm starting to think that waiter must be a bit awkward, mustn't it? Having three in the relationship. And also, he knows everything that's going on between them.
You need to ask more questions. I want to know more, because obviously you're doing the, I'll have patatas bravas, please. There's only so many times you can order that and then go, oh, can you tell her that she's looking really beautiful tonight? Okay. That's not going to work long term.
And also, how do you know? I'd be really worried. Did you see the IT crowd on Friday?
No.
Where Jen was blatantly doing bad translation to the Italian guy that was coming over on business. But I'd be really worried that waiter wasn't trying to muscle in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, can you tell her she's beautiful? And how do you know he's not going, hey, love, you know, why do you want to hang out with this guy? He doesn't speak Spanish. Come back with me.
Yeah, he's got no idea what's going on there.
No, he doesn't.
However, the one thing I do think is good is that... If you're doing that, it must feel like you're on holiday all the time. Can you say to her that she's looking well beautiful tonight, please? Can you? And then she'll speak. So are you. I can't see a massive future for the relationship, though. Can you? Maybe I'm being cynical.
I think they'll be really fat before it ends.
Yeah.
There's only so much to it, so one person can eat. Radio 1
Podcast. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, eventually. What's your name?
Lily.
Hello, Lily. Where are you today?
Petworth.
What's occurring?
Fantastic. I'm just baking.
Baking what?
Oh, what are you doing?
Caramel shortbread.
Amazing.
Fern made some of that yesterday and it was well nice.
How can I help?
I was just phoning in about, you were talking about the people in different countries. And it seemed to work out for Colin Firth and that girl in Love Actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a film, though.
And she was Portuguese, so a bit different.
Yeah, I suppose.
But yeah, it worked for them.
Yeah.
Nice point, well made.
Okay.
Back to the shortbread, then.
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
High five. Oh, I couldn't find it in time. Right. Now, back in the olden days here at Radio 1, there used to be just a couple of cameras in the studio. And every now and again, they were like those box cameras. Remember they used to have in like the 1800s, where there'd be like a little kind of tiny pinhole.
And a big like black cloth at the back, which you had to put your head in before you took the picture.
And they were quite primitive, but they've worked for us for many years. And every now and again, unannounced, the camera would take a picture, and that would be the Radio 1 webcam. Things have now moved on quite a lot. And we now have a live camera, which you can see, I'm waving, at bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you, when you get to the homepage, at the top of the page, you'll see webcam, and then you press live cam, and you will see exactly what's going on in the Radio 1 studio today. It is worth having a look right now, because we have got an actual fox in the studio. He's waving to you now. His name is Nelson. And he is on my new TV show. He makes an appearance on it tonight at 11 o'clock on BBC Three. And the show is called Mongrels.
He doesn't look very happy that you're claiming that as your show.
Actually, you're in more than one episode. And I'm aware of that. but yeah, we've got an actual fox in the studio now. So if you want to have a look, he's trying to type. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Press webcam and then press live cam and you can see Nelson the fox. And Nelson is also going to play Oh What's Occurring.
Oh really?
Against Becky today at 5:20. What a strange afternoon it's going to be. Yesterday we were talking about the fact that there is a statue of Alan Carr in Northampton in the town centre, and Alan had tweeted that someone had nicked the glasses off the statue. Now I wasn't aware of this Alan Carr kind of monument before now. Will's been on. All right, Will.
Hello.
Can you tell me some more, please?
Yeah, basically what it is Northampton Town have done this exhibition with loads of lions, all different designs and stuff. I think people could design their own different lions. Like the animal lions.
I thought it was a statue of actual Alan Carr.
No. It's an Alan Carr-themed lion. And It's got stripy trousers and everything.
Hmm. And so, where is it in Northampton? Where?
I think it's right. It's on the Market Square. I've not actually seen it myself. I've seen pictures of it though.
Huh.
What makes it Alan Carr? Just the glasses?
Well, yeah, it's got his glasses. It's got some stripy trousers, like from his DVD cover, and it's also got like a massive smile with his teeth coming out and stuff.
So it's not. It's called. Is it a lion car as opposed to Alan Carr?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, it's a lion car. But the funny thing is, it's actually, like, the skin colour of it's orange, but it's meant to be pink. Mm. So I don't know what they've done with that.
And someone has stolen the glasses off it yesterday, because Alan Carr wasn't happy.
Yeah, someone's stolen the glasses.
Do they have other celebrities who are lions?
Not that I know of. There were different ones, like a lionfish and stuff like that, but I think Alan Carr's the only celebrity one.
Joe Wiley's off Northampton. They should do a Joe Lion Carr, Wiley of her.
Yeah, I think that'd be a sexy lion.
It would be one hell of a sexy line, you're dead right. Right, okay. Oh my God, I've just found a picture of it.
And, well, apparently the glasses are being repaired and we'll be back on soon.
Oh, that's good news.
But it's just a statue of a lion. brightly painted, and the only thing, I think, to be honest, you have to know it's Alan Carr before you wouldn't go to it and go, oh, OMG, it's Alan Carr, there's a lion.
No.
You'd kind of go, what is that? And someone says to you, that's a lion of Alan Carr, which put you go, oh, yes, it is.
Is it better or worse? Is it better or worse than the sign in Basildon in Essex, which is done like the Hollywood sign, but says Basildon? Now, that is good. I've seen that with my own eyes, and it's pretty good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
I've not seen it.
Next time you're in Basildon, check it out. It's as you come into, like, on the horizon of Bas Vegas. It's amazing. I love you!
Love you too. Bye.
Give me a high five.
All right,
one sec.
There you go.
Back at you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
I honestly think we've stumbled upon the future of radio here. Have a fox in the studio dancing to the music. So many people enjoying it online. The fox is well funny. I've got loads to do. I can't stop watching it. That's from Abby. Cheryl from Kent also enjoying it. This is very amusing. I've got the camera on my 50-inch plasma and watching that fox dance is nearly making me pee myself. I love Nelson the Fox's moves on the webcam. Love you from Ollie in Richmond. I think he's a bit tired now. Wave to the nice people. Oh, he's having a yawn. There is an actual fox in here. You can look at it on the live webcam. Just press webcam and then live at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Oh, there's a lot going on today. Tom Deacon's here off of 519. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
And also off of comedy, obviously.
Off of comedy, yeah.
Yeah, that's but, you. You all right, Mush?
Yeah, I'm very well, Mush, yeah.
That's a Southampton
boy.
Thing.
Another Southampton boy. Sorry, Southampton Becky. Thing. Mush. Are you familiar with Mush?
Mush yourselves.
Oh. No, it's all right, Mush.
All right, Mush.
Like that. We know
mushy
what we're talking
what?
About. Mush, no, no, Mush. You just mushy. Say Mush. All right, Mush. That's
all right,
it.
Mush. Seeing a bit Mush.
Yeah. Anyway,
the Fox has got some moves. Can I point that out? Nelson's got some damn moves. Yeah. I was admiring those moves.
He's agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I like his little headphones as well. They're quite cute.
They're snazzy.
Don't
80s.
Try and take them off. Don't try and take them off.
Yeah.
Right, so Tom's here. We need to talk about Edinburgh because, what is it now? 4 weeks until we go to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. We put on a musical last year. We're up there on the 16th of August. This show will come from there live every day. And we, each member of the team, have to do a one-man show.
What?
Yeah.
How much practice have you had? Because I did my first hour show last year, doing my stand-up, and there's a lot of effort went in, Scott. How much effort have you done?
We haven't actually... Well, we've got some ideas coming from listeners, and for that, I truly thank you, because otherwise, we would have nothing.
Have you been previewing your show? Because that's what every comedian up and down the country at the moment is previewing their show, getting ready for Edinburgh.
We haven't even got a show yet.
We haven't got a show.
Well, you need to well, this is it. You're 4 weeks away. You need to start previewing it. People need to go, yeah, you could do this, Scott. You could do that, you know?
So you practice before Edinburgh, do you?
Yeah, you just preview.
How many shows would you do?
If you do your hour show, you do, you know, like maybe 3-4 a week. Maybe if you can cram them all in.
Yeah. Just to see what material works and what...
Yeah, and then cut out the fat, which I didn't do very well. But yeah, that's the idea anyway.
Yeah, but we're not...
I know.
We're not doing comedy, stand-up comedy. Like,
what are you doing?
Well, it's
what's the ideas so far?
Well, we've got loads from our listeners. Do you want me to run through some of them now?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Because I don't want to come in here and be like, oh, you know, like, oh, I've done it in any way. I'm just kind of trying to help you as a brother, as a mush.
Okay, as a mush, yeah. Right, any more ideas, send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on my email. All ideas very gratefully received, and thank you for the ones you've sent so far. Here's the Posh Radio 4 lady with some ideas.
Hi, guys. Here's a one-man show idea. How about doing a one-man reenactment of your favourite movie? For instance, Scott can act out Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. You can create some massive props of the shark and octopus with some backdrops of the ocean or Golden Gate Bridge. You can even wear a Debbie Gibson wig.
Yeah?
Yeah. That would be quite hard to create because the special effects in Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus are pretty immense. Have you seen it?
Yeah. But I like sharks, though, so it's good. For me, as a punter, if I was walking around Edinburgh and I go, do I want to go and see Mega Shark's take on, you know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, I love sharks.
You would.
Yeah.
So acting out your favourite movies is a good one, yeah?
Yeah.
Been done before, do you think?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah, done before, but I don't know. Scott, you've got talent, so, you know, you could take it in there with a new angle. Okay. What's your favourite film?
Mean Girls.
All right.
What, in a one-man show? That's going to be brilliant.
If that's too much work, then maybe you can just project the movie on stage and make fun of it for 30 minutes.
Oh, I'd do that easily.
Brilliant.
There is an American actor who is known for doing one-man reenactments of Star Wars and Lord of the Rings named Charles Ross, and he's becoming a huge hit. If he can get away with this, then I think you can too. Just imagine, the one that doesn't speak running around the stage with coat hangers fighting off the birds from Birdemic. Incredible.
Birdemic is also one of my favourites. That would be work. Hard to do on a one-man basis, though, unless we got loads of coat hangers and just chucked them in the air or something. It's an idea.
As for Becky, maybe she can recreate Trollolol Man's performance with her set all in beige. If the song isn't 30 minutes long, then just repeat it and get the audience to do a sing-along. I'd pay money to see that. Love you, Lindsay.
Like I said, no idea's a bad idea.
No, they're not.
All ideas very welcome. Thank you for that, Lindsay. Next. Go on.
Scott, I was just going to say that would work because the audience come along and they want to see something special, something new. And if you get them involved, they'd love that.
Would they?
Yeah. Maybe you could just like some sort of notepads and colouring in and stuff like that.
Do you get your audience involved?
Yeah.
When you do
if
stuff.
If we come to your show, do we get to do colouring in?
Yeah, what other show in Edinburgh is up there where you get to go and do some colouring in, and the best pictures get put up on the back of the wall for the remainder of the show. What do you think?
Needs work.
You just said no idea's a bad idea.
Yeah, right. Here's the next one.
Hiya. Just an idea for the one that doesn't speak. Sorry, the rest of you. Why doesn't he do a similar sketch to Ross from Friends, the one where he plays symbolic songs on his keyboard? Classic. He doesn't have to speak a word. I think I'm a genius. Much snogs. Abby at work in Leeds.
Thing is, if you're just copying someone else, won't everyone just go, oh, it's that sketch from Friends that he's trying to do?
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a problem, isn't it? Plagiarism.
Can you do the keyboard one that doesn't speak? I thought we could only do the guitar.
Yeah, I thought you'd only did Swanny Whistle.
No, he can play guitar as well.
Can he?
Yeah, he did. He played guitar with Eliza Doolittle.
Do you have to use your other hand for Swanny Whistle, or could you do like a guitar whistle combo?
Kazoo? You could have a kazoo in.
One man band?
Yeah.
Put a cymbal on his back.
He could do that for a whole show.
I don't care what you do. I need tickets for this. Whatever you do will be amazing. How do I get some?
Don't know. Honestly, we really don't know anything. This is not... We're not just making this up. We haven't got a clue how you're going to get tickets. We haven't got any shows. Me, the one that doesn't speak, Becky and Nick Grimshaw all have to do a one-man show each at Edinburgh. We're getting desperate.
Tom, can you just give me some advice? Like, once I get my show sorted, that's fine, but what is there one thing that I should do? Is it really scary stood in front of all those people?
Yes. It is really scary, yeah. But then, you know... In the comfort, you can sort of remain in the comfort that you know your script. You know what you're going to talk about.
Well, that's the problem.
See, you haven't got a script at the moment. You haven't got the idea. And there's some great ideas there. I quite like the shark one. And a shark costume, and you get to colour in and draw pictures of the shark reenacting stuff.
Let's hear the rest of this person's idea.
I think Bexo should do a showcase of prank calls. She's already had help from Jonah Hill. She's got weeks to perfect it. Love you, Jeff, in Perth.
Live prank calls? Really not.
Why not?
I think that would work. I'm being very positive. You can't, you've got to be positive.
It doesn't matter if they're not in. I'll just go, oh, well, I'll try someone else now.
Or leave voicemail messages.
Yes, I could do voicemails.
Call people.
God.
Because then it's the show that continues on after the show is finished. Therefore, art that goes on and on and on. Yeah?
This is why you're in Edinburgh, Tom, and we're not really meant to be.
Hi, Scott. Few ideas for your one-man show. Can do a Rolf Harris-style drawing pictures and see if the audience can guess what it is. Think that's basically Pictionary, but a live version. Or could do poetry readings, as can drag that out for half an hour and don't need to sing. Mike from Plymouth.
Brilliant ideas, all of them.
Why is it drawing again, though?
No, I can't draw.
People like drawing, though, because people want to get a picture on their mum's fridge, don't they?
But I can't draw. Anyway, any ideas... that aren't those already. Oh, there's loads coming in. Brilliant. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, and hopefully we can make some of them work. In 4 weeks, we're in the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. Thanks for all your help, Tom.
It's a pleasure, Scott. Anytime.
Can we call on you again, Mush?
Anytime. Anyway, anytime, Mush.
All right.
See you in a bit.
Well, everyone from Poole have been on, Fareham, some parts of Southampton, including Swaveling and Millbrook, saying, all right, Mushes.
All right, Mushes.
Yeah.
All right, Mushes back.
And am I right in thinking that next week we actually have to try some of these?
Yeah.
Whoa. What?
Yeah. We've got a small little venue, I think, planned for next week. So you'll be able to see these. We'll video them And we'll... Well, you said we have to try them out and see what works.
Yeah, I know I said that, but now I'm panicking.
I wasn't expecting the one that doesn't speak to go, yes, right, that's next week then.
No, we're going
to
throw all the ideas up in the air and see what lands.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know.
Shark costume.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Can I come along and then I can like help out in some way?
And heckle.
You just want to laugh at us.
Why would I heckle? I want to draw a picture. I want to draw a picture and put it on the wall.
All right, thanks for your help. Any more ideas for the tryouts, which are happening next week, we've just been told. Get them in on email. Thanks. Cheers, Jason and Devon, for your idea of a one-man puppetry show, including me. I don't know who wants to see that. Balloon animals for the one that didn't speak. That's good. From Annette in Cumbernauld. You can borrow my shark outfit. Here it is. That's from Claire off of Derby. High five to that, Claire. Oh, sorry, I've just broken everything. Just trying to show you the picture. There's Claire in her shark outfit. It's pretty cool. Thanks for modelling that for us, Claire, as well. At such short notice. Amazing. Live innuendo bingo. Not sure how it'll work, but that's your job. You complete me. From Mark off of Guildford. Right, so next week on this show, we are going to try out your ideas on a stage in front of an audience. So please keep them coming in. Any Edinburgh ideas? We've got to do a one-man show. Ah! Fingers crossed, everybody. Get them into scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We are going to try some out next week, and you'll hear and see what we've done.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, if you are near a computer at the moment, I really would get to a computer. Go on the live webcam at bbc.co.uk/radio1. There you will see a fox and Becky. And let's play the game.
What's occurring?
I'm not saying that you're not a fox, Becky. I'm just saying that this is an actual... Well, when I say actual fox... Oh,
he's fluttering his eyelids at me now.
This is What's Occurring. And today, Becky, you have a new... What's he doing?
I think he wants to say hello.
He's liking you a lot. This is a new person. It's not really... You're playing against Nelson the Fox. Hi, Nelson.
Hello, Scott Mills. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, you may have seen Nelson as a guest star on my TV show Mongrels, which is on BBC Three.
Sorry, Scott Mills, to interrupt. But look, I'm not here to quibble with you. But it's kind of more my show.
We're all on it, aren't we? There's you, there's me, there's a dog.
Some more than others, Scott. More than others.
And there's a chaff pigeon.
You were in it for like 10 seconds, Scott.
Tonight. It's on tonight.
Thank you.
It's a show for adults about me and some puppet animals, basically. That's what we're saying, isn't it, Nelson? And Nelson's with us in the studio today. Go and have a look online now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go to webcam and choose the live cam and you can see us all live in the studio. Give everyone a wave, please, Nelson.
Waving.
Yeah, still waving. Good. Can I ask, what would you normally be doing at this time of the afternoon, Nelson?
Oh, well, Scott Mills, I'd probably be sitting in the old beanbag, with a glass of De Bonnet, watching something, anything, with Ben Fogle in it, really.
Oh, good choice.
What a presence. What a physique. And then I'd probably pop into town and rummage through Jimmy Carr's recycling bin. Or, as I like to call it, Michael McIntyre. Bit of a joke. No, really, McIntyre is a joke machine. Tremendously talented.
Right. Today you are playing Oh What's Occurring against Becky. How are you feeling? Confident?
I'm pretty confident, Scott, I tell you. I love a ruddy good party game, I tell you. Yeah. I mean, every time round my den at Christmas, it is boggle-tastic. Is this anything like Hungry Hippos, by the way? Because if so, I have your ass.
No, it's just a... it's just a, like a guessing game, really.
Oh, okay.
I love that game because it annoys granddads everywhere, doesn't it? Just for the noise. Just as they've fallen asleep on a Sunday afternoon, it's like...
Yeah.
That's like Bruce's exercises then, that's again, didn't it?
40 of those.
Okay, play along at home and let me get know how you get on. Text me on 81199. I've got question number one for both of you right now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, Nelson, are you aware of Bass Hunter?
Scott, I love all music. I mean, everything from Mark Allman to the Scissor Sisters. So, yes, Bass Hunter is familiar to me, yes.
Okay, he is... Sweden's greatest export since
Ace of Base, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Just according to Wiki, Sweden is also a very big exporter of both copper, iron, family estate cars, and disappointing furniture. I just checked.
Okay.
Sorry, go on.
I'll carry on. Do you think Base Hunter is good at hunting things that aren't base? That's my question to you. It's a typical randomer what's occurring question. What happens? We give Base Hunter 30 seconds to name as many things that he can hunt apart from base. But how many could he name? Becky, how many in 30 seconds? He's hunting for things that aren't base.
Six.
Becky says six. What about Nelson the Fox?
Easter eggs, Red October, Ulrika Johnson. Three.
I'm talking to a fox. Okay.
Live with it.
I am. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Base Hunter, but what else can he hunt apart from base?
Women, foxes, computer games, challenges, things. Kisses. I love hunting for kisses. Hugs. Flights. Hunting for my gates. I'm always late, if you know what I mean. Yeah, that's kind of what it's all about. I can't even think of anything else I can hunt for. Yeah.
There were six in there.
Hunting for gates?
Yes, he's like, for my flights. You know what I mean? My gates.
And what? Hunting for computer games is not... Well, I guess they might have fallen down the back of the sofa.
Also, Nelson, he did say foxes. Are you worried that Base Hunter may be into fox hunting?
I am a little worried, Scott. Yes, I am. And when people say things like that, it makes me feel abandoned, a little bit lonely. I mean, it makes me feel like the Asian network, to be honest. Mm. And I'm getting over it. To be honest, though, the only hunting I'm into is bargain hunt with DD David Dickinson. Although
the
he has
a joke.
Oh, please! Well, look, we're both orange. but he has actually left for ITV. I hate to bring it up, but it's a long line, isn't it? Charles Ross Dickinson. It's basically you, Scott, and Dimbleby here.
Left.
Yes.
Yep.
Last one out. Please turn out the lights.
That's right. Yeah. Well. There were six there, which means, sadly, for you, Nelson, as guest, Becky gets the point.
Okay. I'm fox enough to take that.
Right. Next one.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know Base Hunter?
Oh.
He loves the ladies, and the ladies love him right back. Look at the presents he bought for me yesterday. Can we just look at these on the cam for a second?
Terence Trent! Darby!
If you...
I am blushing.
If you look at the live cam now, he actually bought these in for me yesterday. As you can see, it's a pair of quite ample bras, which he picked up from some ladies in Magaluf.
And he got them to sign them for you.
And they are signed Scott. They are. Sherry signed that one, and someone's just put XOXO on that one. They are. So they're amazing.
What are you going to do with them?
Don't know. They've just left him in here last night.
Not exactly Tony Bennett, is he?
Right.
Then who is?
Ladies love him, but there's one lady in particular that loves Base Hunter. Her name is Chloe, and she works in our office. Now, she loves him, doesn't she, Becky?
Yes. I have to put up with her talking about him all day, every day. And she's a grown woman.
She's got it bad. Well, yesterday we got Base Hunter to phone up Chloe and flirt with her a bit. A dream come true for Chloe, you might think. My question to both of you is this. When Base Hunter phones up his biggest fan, Chloe, how long would it take her to work out that it's her dream man calling? How long until she works out that it's actual Base Hunter on the end of the phone? Nelson, what's your answer?
Well, if it was me, it would probably be about 15 seconds before I picked up the Nordic vowel sound. So, I'm thinking 25, a conservative 25.
Okay, Becky.
Hello? Two.
2 seconds?
Yeah. He'd just say hello, wouldn't he? And then she'd go, oh, Base Hunter. Is he doing his voice or is he doing someone else's voice?
His voice.
His voice?
Yeah.
2 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh!
So many people are watching you on the live cam, Nelson, and liking it a lot.
Oh, good, good. Well, I like them.
Good. Yeah. So, here's Bass Hunter calling up Chloe, his biggest fan. How long till she realises it's him?
Hello.
Hello, hello. Is this Chloe?
Yes.
Brilliant. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. I mean, can you guess who it is?
It's Bass Hunter, isn't it?
How did you know that? I'm actually downstairs here. I'm going to come up to you in a sec, giving you a big kiss. I'm just, you know, how are you doing? You're right.
Yes, fine, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to Magaluf tonight. I was wondering if you want to come with me. I've got a spare ticket on...
No, that's a very kind offer. I just got back from my holiday.
Oh, well, it's a perfect thing to have another holiday after one holiday. I'll bet I can make this holiday better than your first one. Chloe, come on. Come on, love.
I'll have a little think about it.
All right, have a little think about it. I'll come up and say hi in a sec, my little honey pie.
Okay.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
She is so distraught after that.
Well, because...
I know.
That bra as well.
You what?
He probably got that bra as well.
Yeah, she... How awful was that? Just cringy.
What is sort of a chat-up line is, come on, love.
Come on, love.
You're right.
Yes, fine, thank you.
Oh, God, I can't listen to it.
Oh, bless her.
Bless Chloe.
What would you do if somebody you really fancied phoned you up?
Probably do the same. 12 seconds before Chloe realised it was Bass Hunter.
Oh,
it's not going that well for you, really, Nelson.
Does that mean I win?
Yeah,
I mean,
he wins.
It's sort of
is
in the middle.
Closer?
I said 25, I think.
12. And I said 2, so 12. Oh, no, I win.
Yeah, you are closer. Look at me being good at maths for a change.
I don't want to play anymore.
Oh! What's the kidding?
You say you don't want to play anymore?
No, go on. It's just not Boggle, Scott. And I'm realising...
Do you know the best thing to do with that game?
What?
Is there's always a picture on the box, so you can set it up like the picture on the box and then copy all the words that have already been written down on the person who's played it on the bottom. I used to beat my mum every time by doing that. It took her ages to work out that she played the same game of Boggle every week.
That is technically cheating, though.
Yeah.
Are you bored, Nelson?
No, I'm not bored at all. I'm not bored at all. It's just when it comes to Boggle, there are rules and there's a way of doing things, and that's not one of them.
Alice from Oxford said, Nelson, marry me. You are aware that you're saying that to a fox, aren't you, Alice? Just checking. Next one. You know the Open Golf last weekend? Did you watch that, Nelson?
Yes, the South African one, didn't he?
Don't know.
Yes.
It's a slow game, golf. So the commentators, you know, they try to keep themselves awake by slipping in some innuendo now and again. And the golf commentators are better than most at this, has to be said. So we got Laura, you know Laura, from the office upstairs, to put some water in her mouth and listen to two bits of innuendo from the Open Golf commentary. My question to you both is this one. Bearing in mind that Laura has a filthy sense of humour and knows some really dirty jokes, how many times would Laura spit the water out? So two bits of commentary. How many times would Laura spit the water, Nelson?
Well, not knowing her, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I think Laura's probably above double entendre. So I don't think she's the spitting sort. So I would say no times. Zero times.
No times?
Yes. Are you sure...
You really don't want her to change your mind.
Well, I don't know it. No.
Are you sure?
I'm sticking by it.
Sure?
What is it, 2-0?
Yeah.
It's all or nothing. It's zero times. Come on, Laura. Come on.
Becky.
27.
Let's find out.
Oh!
So, here's Laura from upstairs, but how many times will she spit the water while listening to this commentary from the Gulf? It's Laura!
Hello.
Now, you're always good at this.
Right.
So, we have got you today a little glass of water there.
Yep.
And we've got you a hat, so that you can put any water that comes out of your mouth into that.
Like off of hospitals.
That's right. Right, so take some water in your mouth, please. Ready for the first bit of innuendo bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. One.
This happens every time. And you miss the hat.
Oh, the hat's leaking on my leg.
Right. Right. Compose, compose. And...
It's funny having things in your mouth.
Ready? Ready? Right, I'm not going to look at you because I think that's the problem now. Two. Right, I'm going to hide behind this computer screen, okay? Because it is me. Is it me that doing this?
It's fine.
Okay, I'm going to hide.
Wait, let me just fill up.
Okay, you can't see me. Here we go.
I don't know many people who wouldn't want to crack one off the first tier. I'm quite tempted myself, but I get the feeling if I tried it, I would end up in a little bit of bother today.
I think you might be right.
Oh, this hat's rubbish.
Three. It's quite leaky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Sorry.
Next one.
Yeah.
More water. Yeah. Here we go.
How did you unwind last night after that great 69?
I was quite tired.
Four.
Can I hear it again?
Okay, go on. You're not allowed to hear them without water.
How did you unwind last night after that great 69?
I was quite tired.
Five. Oh, my God, look at the state of you. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks.
So, five times there, Nelson. Sorry about that.
That's all right. One word, fishwife. Absolutely. Fishwife.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a disadvantage, really, not knowing her, it has to be said.
I think it's an advantage, to be honest.
She used to work, on
tremendous
this show.
Tremendous advantage not to have her in my life.
Yeah. So, Becky really does win at What's Caring today. But do you know what, Nelson? It's been brilliant having you on. So many people have been enjoying watching you on the live webcam.
Oh, good. Well, one aims to please. Could I just ask, Scott, when do I get to meet Simon Mayo? It was in my contract. And Dr. Mark Commode, please. I do have some fairly ripe opinions about the work of William Friedkin I'd like to discuss with him.
He's on Radio... He's Radio 2 now.
What's this?
This is Radio 1.
The kimono one you just said.
I'm in the wrong place. This is not my demographic.
This is... Did you not know that before agreeing to come on?
No, didn't.
Excellent. Well, thank you anyway.
Where's Paul Gambaccini?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Whispering Bob Harris.
If you are a grown-up, you can see Nelson appear on my TV show tonight on BBC Three. That's at 11 o'clock, and it's called Mongrels. It's very good. But it's for adults only. If you're not an adult, do not watch it. But if you are an adult, feel free. As many of you as we can. 11 o'clock tonight, please. BBC Three, Mongrels, and you'll see Nelson. Won't you?
Yes, you will. Okay. Oh, yes, you will.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Scott.
Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Oh, what's a kitty?
This is BBC Radio 1, and it's Scott till Hugh at 7. OK, I'm going to play the new Bass Hunter song next, called Saturday. He came in to see us yesterday, and we're just trying to work out what it is about Bass Hunter. Becky doesn't know. He's just got the X, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's not even the way he looks or the way he smells or...
He does smell good, though. I'll give him that.
What did he smell of yesterday? I didn't get close enough.
Just some lush aftershave. He is a one-man Swedish love machine. It's true, folks. Hello, Bass Hunter.
Hello, Scott.
I have got serious tan envy right now.
I guess I look tanned, but...
I've never been that tanned.
Really?
No.
But why don't you come down to Magaluf with me after this and, you know, just hang out?
Is that where you've been?
Yeah. I kind of live there, down there at the moment.
You live in Magaluf?
Well, yeah.
That's not healthy for anybody.
No, it's not healthy at all, but it's lots of fun.
I bet you do. Imagine living in Magaluf. That takes a certain type of person, it really does.
And that's non-stop. But he has good fun there.
It's non-stop to the break of dawn.
I wish I just said yes. When he said, do you want to come to Magaluf? I should have just said yes.
I know, because I saw a tweet from him last night. He was like, yep, back in Magaluf now. It literally was a flying visit from Magaluf to us and then back again. He loves a party. He's a 24-hour party person. And there's more.
Actually, I have a present for you.
Oh, God.
It's a little bit hard to explain. I don't really want to explain, but I brought it anyway.
I love that you brought me a present.
Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing. That
so,
is.
That's from two very sweet English girls that I met the other night.
Yeah. Have they got their names on them? Got two large-ish bras.
Yeah, they were quite.
Yeah, they were modelled on the. Not modelled. I just kind of held them up. I didn't model them. On the live webcam earlier when Nelson the Fox was in.
That's going to get so many hits now.
I can do that if you want me to.
Really? They're quite tiny, though. They wouldn't fit. I'm not sure they'd fit you.
One of them isn't tiny. Her name is Cherie.
That's not small. That's not a big bra, though, that.
Just have to look at the bra there to find
some of
her
them
name.
You can get your head in.
Really?
Mm.
Actually, Laura, who used to work on the show, she was on What's Occurring earlier, really can get your head in those.
Mm. If you're wearing the right size bra. You didn't mean to say that.
Believe me, I've tried. The girls must throw themselves at you.
Well, they might. I bet.
Say again.
Come again.
The girls love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I heard it. I don't really. Well, what can I say? I mean, what do you want me to answer? Yes or no? Maybe. Well, there are a lot of girls coming up and being very friendly and very social, and you know, have a picture, and I love it. You know, it's just. Mm. I mean, that's what I do, and I just want to show my appreciation to.
To the fans.
To the fans, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about at the moment.
And you've got a lot of appreciation to give, I'd imagine.
I do. I mean, a lot of appreciation. Mm. Yeah.
What an interview. The new song is called Saturday, and as you'll hear, it does have very, very deep lyrics, deep and meaningful.
Yeah, and you like to do it. I love to do it. I love to do it.
It's one of the lyrics from Saturday there.
I like to do it.
And you do.
And I do.
Yeah.
And I do it.
Yeah. I know.
I do it.
I'm aware of
Scott.
That. Yeah.
Scott, you do it.
Are you still doing it?
Yeah, are you doing it? I'm doing it. Are you still doing it as well?
I'm not as much as you.
Do you want to do it? Do you want to do it? Like, do
it. I'm all right at the moment. Thanks.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.